All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So picking up page 165, the bolded paragraph. So it's the second paragraph from the end of the page. Va'amar Shlomo HaMelech alav ha-shalom. Shlomo HaMelech said, Chazisa ish maher b'melachto, lefnei melach nisyatzeif. If you see a person who does his work very quickly, he is a person ultimately who keeps his... Oh, thank you, Baruch Hashem, thank you. Who keeps himself before kings. So what does this mean? If you see a person who works very quickly, ultimately send him to be a king, right? Or send him to the monarchy. What does this mean? So this is very interesting. If you see a person who does things quickly, so this is a person ultimately, again, who has almost like monarchical type qualities. Hulo Adam Shesholeach Hulo Adam Sheshula Shesholeach Es Haminagnon Vaomer. Yeah, but say there, he's not the kind of person that says, no, all right, he initiates the project and says, don't worry about it, it'll all be okay. Elohu Bodig Ad Hasof. Rather, he's a person who takes responsibility for things and makes sure that things get done, and he takes achrayis until the end. Who matim leproyekt malchutim b'ma'arachos shel mamlachah. But remember again, we saw this example, the Ramchal brought down this example by Shlomo HaMelech. Is it slanted? Is that... is that better? Okay, thank you. Is... it's all right. I could shift. I'm able to adapt. I didn't move everything. Okay. Thank you. All right, so remember again, we were speaking about the idea, what's the yisod of the king? The yisod of the king is that he's someone who says something has to get done, and he says, get it done. Now, granted, he goes ahead and he involves himself and oversees the process until fruition, until it's done. But lemaisa, again, he's the kind of person that says something has to get done, it will get done, it does get done. He goes ahead and oversees different parts of that process. And remains there, oversees that until the mission is accomplished. He goes on, Kimam lacholo somechas al minonim ha-tavim. Remember again, the king doesn't rely on natural means. He tzricha livdok kol davar. Ki ha-minagnim ha-tavim ovdim hafuch min ha-mamlocho. Him lo mituamim la-avta zos shalmech. Because remember again, the king and the natural order don't necessarily work on the same page. The natural order of things, thank you, the natural order of things is that, you know, things take time, and you let things develop, and you see how things go. But remember again, the problem is, with the passage of time comes the introduction of variables. The king, on the other hand, says something has to get done, and it needs to get done now. There's no time to waste, there's no time to allow to elapse, because if we allow time to elapse, then at the end of the day, variables get introduced and the process could be derailed. Haim, page 166. Haim lo muchanim lahanachasa hazos shal hamelech. Chachamim landu mishlom hamelech. Ki mashamru humim mishpatsman. Now, the amazing part is Shlomo HaMelech, you know, sometimes people dispense advice, and it's wonderful advice for others, but they don't necessarily take that advice for themselves. That wasn't Shlomo HaMelech. Anything that Shlomo HaMelech told us, he took for himself as well. How do we know this? Because Chazal, in what they had many praises for Shlomo HaMelech, but one of the praises was this midah of Zrizos itself. Chazal praised the incredible speed with which Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Now listen to this. Binyas Beis HaMikdash is a project. Remember, the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a big project. Zebayis Adir Anak. It's a very large home. Medubra al Hamone Ovdim, incredibly sized workforce. Kimat Masayim Aleph Ovdim Shis Askuminyar. We'll say there were over, listen to this, 200,000 people that were involved in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now understand what that means, by the way. That's not just laborers. Well, it's laborers, but what it means is Remember, they had to get the materials to build this. You know, it's not just a pshat like you show up at Home Depot, you know, with your flatbed truck and suddenly you load up and make a couple of trips and, you know, you have your Beis HaMikdash. Remember, again, Shlomo HaMelech was sending workers in shifts to Lebanon to cut down cedar wood, right? Gold came from elsewhere and copper came from here. So they were over, can you imagine, close to 250,000 people involved in the construction and fabrication of the Mishkan. So listen to this. So he says, Zehesik es kol ovdi hamedina, va'afilu es ovdi hamedina es hashchinos. This, really, everyone in Eretz Yisrael was involved. And not only that, but neighboring countries were involved as well. Why? Ki Shlomo rotza la'asos es zemoher. Because Shlomo wanted to do this quickly. Im hayaratza livnos es beis hamikdash lefnei haklalim shel ha'avoda ha'regila. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech could have gone ahead and he could have approached the architect. Of course, the architect of the Beis HaMikdash is God. But you know, he could have approached a human architect. Here are the dimensions. You know, no, what do you think? What do you think? So he could have gone through the natural route. See, really, when you think about it, a project that involves close to 250,000 people, 250,000 people, should have taken tens of years. But think about it. They're mining materials from outside the country. You remember, again, you have to rotate your labor force. It should have taken tens of years. Aval hu ratza shebane beis hamikdash, hu ratza shebeis hamikdash shebane miyad. But Shlomo HaMelech wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be built immediately. How long does it take? Sheva shanim lakach. It took 7 years. It took 7 years. Chazal omrim shezu haisa mihirus matima. So Chazal tell us this was an incredible pace. An incredible pace. Es ha'arlam, just by contrast, by the way, es ha'armon shalo lakach lo livnos shlosh ha'seishana. It took Shlomo 13 years to build his palace. Now again, remember, that's not because, you know, of labor strikes or, you know, material shortages.
Board meetings.
Right? Now don't joke. What he's saying, remember again, the idea over here is, and remember, 13 years for building a palace of that size is significant as well. Shezu haisa b'niyas sivir yachasis, b'niyas beis hamikdash haisa mihira kimat pishtayim. So the Beis HaMikdash was built almost twice as fast as Shlomo's palace. Who rotza lizdaris. Now why is that? Because Shlomo HaMelech literally again went as quickly as possible when it came to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo ishis nimtza sham la'orech kol habnia. Not only that, by the way, but Shlomo HaMelech was there personally overseeing the building of the Beis HaMikdash every step of the way. Mofi harbi b'ksuvim. See this in the Pesukim. It says, Vaya Shlomo, V'nimtza sham kol hazman. Okay, achrei avodah. We'll say Shlomo HaMelech is there every single day, you know, whenever he was able to, overseeing the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Hu lo stam shalach pekuda livnos es HaBeis HaMikdash. He did not simply go ahead and, you know, send an order, build the Beis HaMikdash, and then kind of recuse himself from the process. Hu nimtza sham mevada shakol miskatek v'dochei v'skulam ad sha proyekt yistayim. Shlomo HaMelech is there, overseeing the process, urging the people to move forward until the project is completed. Hamadina lo yechola v'hisnal sham b'tzuretivis hu tzarech litchof v'skulam l'davar hazeh hu mahir b'malachto. Shlomo HaMelech, again, he's involved. Everything quickly, everything with his oversight. People say, now what's the idea over here? What is this? Shlomo HaMelech is a micromanager? So what's the take-home message? So we'll say, well, you now understand. Remember what the Ramchal is saying. When it comes to spiritual matters, there's an absolute need for zrizus. There's an absolute need to drive things to happen quickly and decisively. Why? For two reasons. So number one, because again, zrizus is a manifestation of how much I care about something. But I will say there's a much more fundamental yisod. Spirituality cannot be governed by the mechanisms of time. Because where time is able to set in, I will say, you know, whenever somebody says, oh, take your time. So never take your time. Not with anything important. Why? Because sometimes time is the enemy of accomplishment. The more time I allow to elapse in accomplishment of a particular endeavor, every moment that goes by, I run the risk of the introduction of some new variable that could derail the process. We know this, by the way. You don't need the Ramchal to tell us this. We know this because this is my simba kol yom. I want to accomplish something. I don't jump on it right away. What happens? We'll say, we spoke about this before. What happens? A person goes into work, right? I need to accomplish this, right? And I start. And what happens? I make the mistake of opening my email, right? Done, right? Or I make the mistake of picking up that non-essential call at that moment. But we'll say, what happens? You could totally ruin the momentum, right? And suddenly, again, all the things I wanted to accomplish didn't happen. I will say, that's just work. There are more important things in life than work. Like one's spirituality. I know what I want to accomplish, but what happens? What happens? We'll say, so what's the famous refrain when you want to accomplish something? Famous refrain for not accomplishing? It's not the right time. Right? It's not the right time. When is the right time? I don't know. Right? Do you know any? Is it tomorrow? Probably not. The next day? No, for sure not the next day. Next year, it's probably going to be busy then also. So I don't know when the right time is, but I know it's not now. So when a person takes that approach to life, nothing ever gets done. Because the more time that elapses, the more introduction of variables there are. So whenever you want something to be accomplished in Ruchnius, the time is now. I jump on it now. And I will say, by the way, once we do this for Ruchnius, to apply this principle in the rest of life is very profound as well. Something needs to get done, do it now. Do it, obviously, person has to prioritize. You know, sometimes you can get yourself into trouble because if there's something less important, something more important, and I jump on the less important thing now, that's not smart. But again, assuming that I have my things prioritized, and this needs to get done, do it now. Just do it now, because more time that elapses, more variables. So where do you, Shlomo HaMelech says, it is important to build the base HaMikdash. So because it is important to build the base HaMikdash, we are going to do it now. Now granted, the king has a unique type of koach to drive things forward in life without going through all of the ridiculous channels that sometimes slow down life accomplishment. But the point that Ramchal is making, the reason he brings the example of a melech, is because each of us is the monarch of our lives. I'm the monarch of my neshama. I'm the melech of my ruchnius. I'm the melech of my life. So something has to get done. I might not control all the variables around me, but I absolutely control me. Shlomo HaMelech wants to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he realizes that because it's important, I must do it. I must do it now, and I have to hover over it. I must stand over it because that's the only way to ensure that it goes through fruition. Because we also remember again, just bringing this full circle, because the other piece that Ramchal said is that in the natural order of this world, in Teva, there's a concept that you could initiate the process and then take a step back and kind of let it go on its own. I could put the meat up right on the stove and I don't have to blow on the fire every single moment. The fire does its work. I have to be involved, but I have to be actively involved in every single second. That's not true in Ruchnius. In spirituality, I will say, if you want something to get done, you want something to be done, I have to be involved every single step of that way. Let's finish this section. V'chein darshu al Moshe alav ha-shalom, so to Chazal darshu al Moshe Rabbeinu, al shemihir b'malachas ha-mishkan. Remember again, Moshe Rabbeinu, when building the Mishkan, adopted the same approach as Shlomo with the Beis HaMikdash, top of 167. Gius shal kala uma levatzeh misuyam. Remember again, Moshe Rabbeinu does with the Mishkan the same exact thing that Shlomo did with the Beis HaMikdash, namely, conscription of the entire nation into a spiritual endeavor. They did not approach a normative approach within life. The guy says, Kala Medina. See, if you think about it, one of the amazing things that Shlomo and Moshe both pulled off was they enfranchised the entire nation into a building project. Right? There was 100% participation in what. Now, it helps when you have the power of life and death over people like the king does. Suddenly his suggestions carry a little bit more weight. But the yesod ultimately is that they swept up everyone in the energy, in the eagerness, in the zrizos of it. He says, "Ef shapitom emzachaim legeis chaladina, aval amelech yachalas osos bizrizos." See, they both say, perhaps a regular person can't go ahead and enfranchise the entire collective or the entire community into a process. The king has that absolute koach. The king has that koach. He says, "V'libdok shezeh nigmar v'zeh mitzvah ma'aracha malchutit." So we'll say at the end of the day, we'll stop over here. But this section is exceptionally important because now we understand the need for Jesus. We'll say, we know it. You don't need me. You don't need the Reb Chaim to tell you. There are so many times in life where we know what we have to do, but we kick the can down the road. I'll get to it later. I will say, the truth is, if we go back and we revisit the list of things we said 5 years ago that we'd get to it later, I would bet that for most of us, we had not gotten to those things. Because that's the way life works. If something is important and needs to get done, jump on it. And jump on it now. Be a Shlomo. Be a Moshe. Exercise that Zvizos. Don't allow time to introduce new variables and accomplish what we know we must. All right, we'll stop over here.